Blackstone Audio presents Days Without End, a novel by Sebastian Barry. This book is read by Aidan Kelly.
I saw a way-worn traveller, in tattered garments clad. John Matthias. Chapter 1. The method of laying out a corpse in Missouri sure took the proverbial cake. Like decking out our poor lost troopers for marriage rather than death. All their uniforms brushed down with lamp oil into a state never seen when they were alive. Their faces clean shaved, as if the embalmer sure didn't like no whiskers showing. No one that knew him could have recognized Trooper Watchhorn, because those famous Dundrearys was gone. Anyway, death likes to make a stranger of your face. True enough, their boxes weren't but cheap wood, but that was not the point. You lift one of those boxes and the body makes a big sag in it. Wood cut so thin at the mill, it was more a wafer than a plank. But dead boys don't mind things like that. The point was, we were glad to see them so well turned out, considering. I am talking now about the finale of my first engagement in the business of war. 1851 it was, most likely. Since the bloom was gone off me, I had volunteered age 17 in Missouri. If you had all your limbs, they took you. If you were a one-eyed boy, they might take you too, even so. The only pay worse than the worst pay in America was army pay. And they fed you queer stuff till your shit just stank.